This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. The White House is urging all Americans to avoid crowds and eating out as part of a bid to fight an expected surge of coronavirus cases. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The sweeping guidelines call for older Americans and school kids to stay home and for everybody to avoid groups of more than 10.
If everyone makes this change or these critical changes and sacrifices now, we will rally together as one nation. And we will defeat the virus.
At a White House news conference, President Trump struck his most somber tone yet about the pandemic and when it might subside.
They think August, could be July, could be longer than that.
Far less optimistic than his earlier claims that it would go away within weeks. Shortly before the Dow closed down nearly 3,000 points, the president acknowledged for the first time that the virus may send the economy into a recession. Sagar Magani, Washington.
7 million Californians living in and around San Francisco are being ordered to shelter in place, the most draconian step taken so far to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The order affects six counties in Northern California. All stores and businesses will be shuttered except for essential places like supermarkets, drugstores, and this lockdown is expected to remain in effect through April 7th. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Iraqi Prime Minister Abdel Abdul Mahdi Monday that those responsible for a deadly attack on a military base last week must be held accountable. Two American service members and a British medic were killed when Iraqi-based Camp Taji came under a rocket attack last Wednesday. At least 14 others were injured. U.S. retaliatory strikes last Thursday and early Friday hit five weapons depots and the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah in Iraq. This is VOA News. 45 young, healthy volunteers were scheduled Monday to begin taking an experimental coronavirus vaccine at a research facility in Seattle, Washington, one of the U.S. cities hardest hit by the virus so far. The vaccine's being developed by the National Institutes of Health and a private biotech company. Rebecca Searle is one of the first to receive the experimental COVID-19 vaccine.
I really, really hope that it works and it's able to be used publicly and become widely available for everyone. You know, there's obviously a certain amount of nerves associated with it, you know, as any experimental trial is going to be. You know, I hope it works. I hope there is no crazy side effects.
And Neil Browning says he's participating because of his kids.
You know, every parent wants their children to look up to them, and giving them something worthwhile, in my opinion, for them to look up to is important.
Public health officials say it will take a year to 18 months to fully validate a potential vaccine. Russian President Vladimir Putin may be extending his time in office. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Russia's Constitutional Court has approved amendments that, among other changes, would allow Vladimir Putin to run again for president in 2024. The constitutional changes are due to be put to a nationwide vote in April. In January, Putin announced a major shakeup of Russian politics and a constitutional overhaul, which the Kremlin described as a redistribution of power from the presidency to parliament. But last week, Putin appeared in the State Duma to back a new amendment that would allow him to ignore a current constitutional ban on him running again in 4 years' time. Putin is in his fourth presidential term and has been president or prime minister of Russia for the past two decades. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The International Organization for Migration reports that despite Yemen's brutal civil war, tens of thousands of refugees and migrants across the Gulf of Aden each year into the conflict-ridden country in hopes of reaching Saudi Arabia.
The United Nations considers Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. Despite this disastrous situation, migrants from the Horn of Africa remain undeterred in their determination to reach Yemen and then to Saudi Arabia and a hoped for better life. Last year, the International Organization for Migration reports more than 138,000 people crossed the Gulf of Aden to Yemen. It says an agreement last year between Saudi Arabia and Ethiopia that allows 100,000 Ethiopian workers to travel legally to Saudi Arabia for work has been successful, and the agency calls for it to be extended. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.